When Alejandra Andevert Seaman was in third grade, she ran for class president on a campaign of sea turtles. When she won, she followed through on her campaign promise. She helped her class adopt 3 sea turtles.
Marmalade, and Turtley, and Toby.
These days, the 9-year-old resident of Miami Beach is concerned about sea level rise.
Sea level rise? It's like from all the ice from Atlanta and from the pollution, and the ice stopped breaking down, so all the animals are dying that are from the ice. Our land, it'll be almost all water.
You don't want to scare kids, but at the same time, you want them to become aware of things.
Kirk Naveen is a curriculum support specialist for Miami-Dade County Public Schools. The state doesn't require students learn about climate change until high school, but Miami-Dade starts teaching local climate science as early as elementary school. Naveen points out South Florida kids observe sea level rise all around them, on television, online, and also in person, like the unusually high tides that have been flooding Miami Beach. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the sea level in Miami has risen more than 9 inches in the past 100 years, and scientists expect a lot more in the next 100. Naveen wants to give students a framework to connect and explain what they see around them with what they've learned in school.
That's one of the things that we push here specifically in the district as well with the Common Core state standards, is that we're really pushing for that argumentative piece within science of, okay, this is what your claim is. What evidence do you have that backs up that claim? And then how can you bring the scientific reasoning into that?
Miami-Dade County alone has 66 schools that offer environmental or marine sciences. There are 13 magnet schools focused on the environment, like the Mast Magnet School on Florida International University's Biscayne Bay campus.
The crabs are tiny. They're frightened of you. They're not going to follow you home and kill you in sleep.
Miguel Fernandez is preparing his 9th grade marine biology class to muck around mangrove roots and harvest seedlings. They'll eventually be replanted in a mangrove restoration project at the university.
Oh! Look at that! Big spider!
It's part of a lesson on ecology and biodiversity.
It's a golden orb spider, and they can't hurt you.
While his classmates dodge spiders and duck in and out of mangrove roots, 15-year-old Corbin Bolas tries to imagine what the waterline will look like in the future.
By the time my children have their own children, coastlines could be gone.
Mary Kreider designed a sea level rise curriculum for the Arthur R. Marshall Foundation, a nonprofit that educates around 25,000 students a year about the Everglades.
This next generation, to get them outside, is something that we think is really important.
Kreider says partnerships between public schools and other institutions, like the mangrove restoration, can empower young people like Corbin and Alejandra to act on sea level rise and not feel so overwhelmed that they just shut down.
There's kind of phases that they go through when they get all this information. And the first one is kind of just, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. I think I'll just ignore it. And then the next phase, they're like, okay, I think I kind of can absorb this information. But now what can I do?
Corbin Bolas can't remember when he first learned about sea level rise. It's just part of his life. But knowing he can do something about it gives him measured optimism.
I feel hopeful, but I am worried that based on how humans are acting now, that we will progress into a more disastrous level of sea rise.
For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.